My chair, my apologies for taking the floor again during the today's discussion, but for the sake of interactiveness and transparency, we would like to touch upon a couple of issues which were raised today. First of all, again for the same reason, we would like to comment on the intervention of the distinguished delegation of UK reacting to our statement. It was said, and we do appreciate it, that there is BBC in Russian language, and that in the UK the Russian culture is promoted. But at the same time, we would like to raise the issue that during the previous 2 years, the Ofcom, which is a UK media regulator, it's launched dozens of investigations into the Russia Today's news agency programming. They terminated Russia Today's broadcasting license. They officially disconnected Russia Today's from the UK TV. They introduced sanctions against the Россия Сегодня news agency and the editor-in-chief of Sputnik International. The Foreign Office, UK Foreign Office, declared that social media, internet services and application stores must block Russia Today and Sputnik content. Then sanctions were expanded to the VGTRK news agency and the number of Russian journalists for their coverage of events in Ukraine. Then sanctions were introduced against executives of News Front Media Group. The Yuzhny Front news agency was blacklisted, and its journalists were sanctioned and blacklisted. And sanctions against the head of Regnum news agency, Mr. Rudnov, were introduced. So these are some elements and some facts about the policy and campaign against Russian journalists and Russian media companies and news agencies, which were launched by the United Kingdom, which loves Russian culture and Russian language. And two more moments. We have carefully listened to what has been said by the panelists, and we do appreciate this information. But from our understanding, from our point of view, the discussion lacks the issue, the question, the problem of the impact of the unilateral coercive measures, which are illegal from the point of view of the international law, on the enjoyment of the freedom of opinion and expression. We think that we need to focus on that as well. And we do hope that the next discussion, the next panel, which will touch upon this issue. And one more thing, we do appreciate that there is a translation in the French language, English language, but we would like to ask the organizers why there isn't the translation into the all six official UN languages. So we would appreciate if for the next discussion it could be all six official languages of the United Nations. I do thank you.